This is the Best of Daily Devotions by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information, go to believerstogether.com.
Under Roman law, an adopted child was guaranteed all the legal rights to his father's property. He was not a second-class son. He was equal to any other sons, biological or adopted, if they were in his father's family. As adopted children of God, we share with Jesus all the rights to God's resources. As God's heirs, we can claim what he has provided for us, our full identity as his children. We're in verse 6 of chapter 4 of the book of Galatians, where Paul the apostle, going on, says to us, "And because we are his sons, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, so now we can rightly speak of God as our dear Father. Now we are no longer slaves, but God's own sons. And since we are his sons, everything he has belongs to us, and that is the way God planned." For hundreds of years, you see, man had been slaves. Slaves to their sin, slaves to the law, and most of all, slaves to themselves. And while men were still slaves, they never realized the benefits, the blessings of a position of being a son. But no amount of time could ever crush the emptiness, the need to seek out our roots, to seek out our Father. Such is just further evidence of our position as sons, naturally speaking. No matter what this world dishes out, we just keep looking. We just keep calling out for Dad. We have searched, as men, the depths of science. We have flown to other planets. We have delved into the depths of the mind and embraced all the religions of man. And yet we are now still looking for Dad. The Holy Spirit is in charge, whether we want to acknowledge that or not. God sent forth his Spirit into our hearts, and it is that Spirit that drives us to seek out our Father, our God, our Creator. He is our homing beacon, if you will. As long as we are slaves, we can never be sons, and we can never know our inheritance. Christ came to make things right with our Father, to take away the wall between us and our Creator, so we can come home. We cannot be both slave and son. Verse 8 says, "Before you Gentiles knew God, you were slaves to so-called gods that did not even exist. And now that you have found God, or I should say, now that God has found you, how can it be that you want to go back again and become slaves once more to another poor, weak, useless religion of trying to get to heaven by obeying God's laws?" When we didn't know God, we worshiped the idols of the world. Now, that was understandable when we were in that state. But let's face it, now we know better. Just as those in the Galatian church, they knew better. Note that God found them, even though it seems that we always like to believe we found him. The question is rather stark. He asks, why would you go back to the false gods once you know the truth? Once you understood that you are saved by God's free grace and stand in blessedness because of his grace, why would you want to go back to trying to be right by following the law, by following certain rules and regulations? Why would we go back to trying to earn our position with God? Verse 10 says, "You are trying to find favor with God by what you do or don't do on certain days or months or seasons or years. I fear for you. I am afraid that all my hard work for you was worth nothing." The Galatians, they went back just as many of us go back. We received Christ with utter simplicity and we just rejoiced in being rescued. But then, inexplicably, many of us decided somewhere along the way that God needed our help. Even though we had absolutely nothing to do with getting there or staying there in the first place, Paul states that he was afraid for them. This was something that, for Paul anyway, was serious business. If they were going to go back, and everything that he had done for them was for nothing. Verse 12 says, "Dear brothers, please feel as I do about these things, for I am as free from these chains as you used to be. You did not despise me when I first preached to you. Paul, he wasn't exalting himself here by calling for the Galatian believers to be like him. He was humbly reminding them that he was first just like them. He walked away from legalism and a life of false gods to embrace God's grace, just as they had.
That was a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information about Tim Dodson or Believer City Church, go to believerstogether.com.